This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation. Really, seriously. The man, this is so much news to get to, but head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can give me your email address. I send out an email once a week, let you know what's going on, shows we're going to be discussing, you know, topics and people that might be on the show and that kind of stuff, you know. And so head over there and give me your email address. You know, you can always just dump it, take a quick peruse at the email. And don't give me that stuff, I get too much email already. I get like 300 emails a day, right? So I don't want to hear about it. Really that simple for me. Anyway, you can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And before I actually get into it, I got to tell you, it was great. Somebody sent a link, I'll check it out later, but they had, you know, a group of liberal nut jobs protesting ICE, getting in ICE's way for all intents and purposes, while they were in the middle of busting a human sex trafficking ring. So they don't let anything get in their way. They don't care what good's being done. Right? Nothing. Nothing gets in the way of their cause, no matter who they hurt. Right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. All right. So, you know, when you think about... And I don't know what it was. God, it had to be way up on 20. It had to be longer than that. It had to be like 25 years ago. I met my dad in San Francisco. Now, I live in California, some of you know, just north of Los Angeles. And so getting to San Francisco is it's actually fairly inexpensive to hop on a plane to go to San Francisco, believe it or not. And so I went up there to meet with him by the bay, so to speak. And it's a great place. You can sit. Now, you're not supposed to drink wine, but my dad's never been one for following the rules. So, you know, he brings a bottle of wine with him and brings some, you know, we're Italian. So, it's not, you know, brings some salami and some cheese and the wine and the whole nine, and a loaf of bread, because that's what you do. And we talked. We just sat. A beautiful, beautiful day. Just talked. And the only feces I saw, the only crap that I saw was the stuff that the birds had left. Over by the handrails, you know, where they hang out. But the thing behind that, it's kind of an expectation, right? You got in, you got birds, that's what happens. So now when you think of San Francisco, you think of all that, you got to look where you sit. You know why? Because there could be human feces there, right? Golden Gate City is now becoming, what did Trump call it? It's becoming a real crap hole, all right, for all intents and purposes. 16,000 complaints of human feces piles on the sidewalk just this week alone. I mean, what other city can... This is, again, I know my Democrat friends get mad at me, but think about this. This is when the loons on the left, the hardcore loons, are in control. This is what happens. What other cities do you see that in? Every city you see this kind of issue, and it is run by Democrats. Why do you, look, why do you sane Democrats let them get away with it? Why do you sane Democrats keep electing people that screw you? San Francisco's got an epidemic of this stuff. People are getting sick from it because you know what happens when feces dries? It becomes part of the air. When the wind starts blowing it around, it picks up the dust from it. And then you breathe it in. It is so bad that there's a website for this. To mark it, to tell you where it is. All of that. So it allows residents to request maintenance or non-emergency services for the city. And this week alone, they received over 16,000 complaints with the keyword feces in the last week or so. Now, the words and phrases, see, this would be me because I don't know how to spell. I am lousy at spelling. Okay? Just get it out front. Many of the complaints also connect the fecal matter to vagrants and homeless encampments. It's like, well, you don't want to crap where you sleep, right? So you walk a few blocks over, or walk over a few slabs of cement, if you would, and let it drop there, right? I mean, not a problem. Many of the complaints include fecal matter to vagrants and homeless complaints, a sight all too common now across this wonderful, beautiful state of California. And yes, I'll be labeled as a hater. I don't want to see homeless people sleeping in the street, okay? You love them so much, you want them. Some of you have property, bring them to your property. You love them so much, you care about them so much, then help. Help get them to a place where they get some help. And I'm not talking about just mental help. Get them somewhere where they can actually get some physical help. Wouldn't that be really cool? Oh my. I mean, really. Work on your city, your county, whatever. And there are places they can go. There are places you can bring them. There are places they can, man, in downtown L.A., they used to have these parking lots that were empty for all intents and purposes. They were just empty. And then somebody got the idea of bringing in, putting homeless people there. And they had these little white igloo tents, like pop-up igloo tents. And I can't tell you how many of them showed up there. They were filling them up all over the place. But for some miraculous, odd, unknown reason, crime started to rise. I wonder what the... Now, you can't correlate it to the two, even though it wasn't there before they were there. I mean, that's a bad thing to do. That's a hating thing to do. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's see if we can figure out what to do with all that crap in San Fran. We'll be back in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
We both look good. I'm Joe Steve, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5516. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. Leave me a message. Or you can actually leave the message at joe@therealside.com. Always a pleasure. So, I got more stories than I know what to do with. I love these stories, by the way. I really do. And some of you send them to me in bulk, and I'm good with that, too. I get to the ones I can. You know, we're talking about San Francisco. Oh, and you know, the libs go, the squishy libs go crazy. It's like, well, what are you supposed to do? They got no place to sleep. They got no place to be. Rents are too. You know, rents are so expensive in San Francisco, and it's so bad. Like, the state's talking about. Yeah, these guys at the state level, they're screaming that they want a statewide rent control. I'm going, why? Some of the highest rents are right there in San Francisco, San Jose. Right? Why don't you put rent control there first and see how that works out for you? Why ruin the whole state at one time? Unless that's your goal. But I tell you what, you Californians, you hardcore libs, you get what you vote for. Now you're screaming that the farmers can't get water, the price of food, fruit is growing up. Jerry Brown has decided, you know, matter of fact, he even made a comment in a speech 4 or 5 months back that the farmers were wasting water. How do you waste water, pouring water in the ground, irrigate, you know, I mean, getting the ground ready for to grow things, grow food, to feed people? How is that a waste of water? Even if the water pours onto the ground, doesn't that keep the soil alive? Doesn't that help in some way, shape, manner, or form? Or am I just like, well, see, I'm not, you know, I'm a city boy, so I don't really get all of this. And if they care so much, you know, like they were doing in L.A. and other places where they're trying to put them in huts, and they're trying this and they're trying that, why? If you care so much about these people, why don't you, and you know, you see the crime rates go up, why don't you put them in little, maybe you do the parking lot thing, or you do the park thing, or the abandoned areas where you can put up some of these tents and such, or what have you, and then put some security there. Wouldn't that be a good idea? Right, and why do you, and I realize the reason you're allowing them to crap on the street, and pee on the street, and shoot up on the street, is because you don't have the wherewithal with the police, the money, the resources to stop them. And what do? Lock them up when you catch them crapping in the street? If you're okay with it, do you realize how much money it's costing you to clean this stuff up? Put Andy Gums, show those Port-a-Johns up all over the place. Right? At least you'd have a fighting chance to keep it clean. And then you live, you love so much, you love to help the poor. Here's the thing. I notice a trend. You love to help the poor when you're using the taxpayer money, but not yours. That's a problem, apparently. Trump donated all his salary to some kind of group, organization, or charity. So he doesn't take nickel one from the government. Melania has a staff of four. Right? Now let's talk about the Obamas. Mr. Obama donated none of his salary. Went in. What did he go? He went into the, what was it? He went into the presidency worth under $3 million. He comes out worth $47 million. How does that work? He doesn't, it's not like he got paid, I don't know, $10 million a year for the time he was in there, or $5 million a year. And add insult to injury, Michelle, she had a staff of 23. 23 people to take care of Michelle Obama. Now, I know anything I say is going to be taken as I'm just being a racist. But I mean, seriously, what do you have? One attendant for each appendage, right? One attendant to bring you clothes in the morning, one attendant to bring you clothes in. I mean, I don't get it. Why do you need 23 people to take care of you? Nobody else had them. Nobody. There were some real interesting memes up, too, over the weekend, which I thought was great. Right? Think about that. All those anti-gun people, right? They're celebrating a day that was won by armed citizens. There could have never been won if they didn't have guns. Never. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, what City of San Francisco is asking you to do, they have a hotline for this. Can you see that? 1-800-HOT-FEECES. No, that's not the number. But, and from your smartphone, here's what you can do. You can take a picture of the feces, because of course they want to see it to make sure it's real or something, I don't know. And turn your location thing on, and on your phone, and what it'll do is it'll give them the location of the feces so they can go pick it up. And it says, Homeless encampments are blocking sidewalks and creates a health hazard with trash and feces. Please move them and send a cleaning crew. The sidewalk is now impassable, forcing pedestrians into the street. Here's the deal. If one person gets hit or killed in the street because they can't get by those encampments, city's going to owe a boatload of money. And after a few of those claims, they're really going to be on the hook. There are homeless individuals sleeping along all along the streets there. One person said that they walked by a homeless person shooting up at 5 p.m. on Monday while sitting around lots of feces and garbage. You're not helping. Look at you're not you bleeding heart liberals up there. You're not helping these people. You're enabling them. Go look it up. Go look at the whole nasty drug circle and homelessness. You are enabling them. You're not giving them any place warm to sleep. You're not helping them out. You're looking the other way as they're shooting up. We have an opioid epidemic in this country where people are dying from this kind of stuff, and all you're doing is enabling and helping and maybe even, depending, encouraging them to continue on. Right? Anyway, a Fox affiliate up there earlier this week showed a picture of a 20-pound bag of poo where somebody had gone and cleaned it up from the area that they were working in. I mean, can you imagine having a decent business? You're paying some of the highest rents in the country, and you got to tell your client, you know what? Wear plastic bags around your shoes because you never know what you're going to step into. How exciting is that? Don't miss it in your home. You listen to the Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nanocurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nanocurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nanocurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump delivered a nearly hour-long speech today in Great Falls, Montana, as part of his Make America Great Again tour. The president took the time to share what other leaders are saying to him in private.
And every time I meet a leader of another country, which is often, they always start by saying, sir, I'd like to congratulate you on the incredible job you've done with the United States economy. Sir.
Today, President Donald Trump accepted the resignation of EPA Chief Scott Pruitt. Katie Freites is the Olympic Media Managing Editor. She says we all should have seen this one coming.
From the moment he came in as administrator of the EPA, it's been dramatic. It's been constant, this drip, drip, drip of bad stories and bad PR. You walk around Washington, D.C., and you still see all of those flyers stuck to every pole you can find, making fun of him for the condo issue.
Pruitt did say he was blessed to serve under President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
This is the San Francisco's new theme song, or anthem. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is the real side with Joe Messina. Thank you so much for joining us. I don't know. It's just, I don't even know. You can't even head up to my website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Have lots of fun up there, seriously. We were doing a story about the feces issue that they have in San Francisco. Now, we're not talking about a couple of blobs here and there. I mean, this is bad. It's all over the place. 1600, they have a hotline you can call and tell them where it is so they can come pick it up. I'm not sure they come and pick it up. But they're losing all kinds of business up there, which means it's affecting all kinds of people up there as well. And people are getting sick from this. And the doctors are directly attributing it to the feces in the street, especially where it's so, you know, it's so hot up there, and they're in for a heck of a weekend, and this stuff just turns to dust, goes into the air, people breathe it in, pretty disgusting. We'll talk about packing the Supreme Court in a minute, but, you know, Mrs. Clinton. It's just peachy. You know what I mean? The lies that her and Comey told around the email, and everybody's now, you know, it's yesterday's news, it's this, that, and the other thing. I'll tell you what. Comey, for a guy that was supposed to be in law enforcement, we should go back and look at every case that he had something to do with to make sure that nobody's been incarcerated because he just didn't like them. Him and Mueller. We should go back and look at every one of the cases that they were involved with. You know, because from what I've read, from what I've been told from some of my friends, the FBI doesn't bring a case to court. They won't go that far with it unless they know they can win. But Hillary, I've loved all the noise around how Hillary, there was no proof of her, too. Of having known that the stuff was classified, any of that. But how do they, see, this is why they hate the interweb. I've been saying this for years. The reason they want control over it, the reason they hate it so much, is because you can't hide from it. You can't scrub everything. It's just impossible. It's electronically, I mean, it's just impossible. And I got a short clip, just a minute or so, on her and Comey talking about her situation. I think you'll get a kick out of it.
There have been questions about my email, so I want to address that directly.
I'm here to give you an update on the FBI's investigation of Secretary Clinton's use of a personal email system during her time as Secretary of State.
Right? So, perfect. Here's the setup. Comey's going to tell you his version, and since he's lied so much, I don't know whether to believe him or not, except that I know I don't believe her at all.
I opted for convenience to use my personal email account, which was allowed.
They were extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information.
I thought it would be easier to carry just one device.
She also used numerous mobile devices.
I don't. Do they even know what the truth is? You think the Clintons even know how to spell the word truth or true? I mean, this is just flat out lying. There's no way she didn't know she wasn't using multiple devices.
To send and to read email.
We went through a thorough process to identify all of...
We got to listen. You need to pay attention to the words.
...of my work-related emails.
The lawyers doing the sorting for Secretary Clinton in 2014 did not individually read the content of all of her emails.
And deliver them to the State Department.
It's highly likely that their search missed some work-related emails.
So that the emails were immediately captured and preserved.
There was no archiving at all of her emails.
That was my obligation. I fully fulfilled it.
They deleted all emails they did not produce to state, and the lawyers then cleaned their devices in such a way as to preclude complete forensic recovery.
There were no security breaches.
It is possible that hostile actors gained access.
There is no classified materials.
110 emails contain classified information.
Give me a break, right? The real classified emails. Yes, there were. Okay? You know, and when you talk about what you were allowed, I only had one device. She used several devices. This isn't Joe Messina. This is Comey. Now, the beauty behind this is, remember, they're all loving Comey. The Democrats all love this guy. He's wonderful. He was getting close. That's why Trump wanted him gone. It's not what they were saying before he actually got fired, though. Again, why they hate the interweb.
At the time they were sent or received.
I'm certainly well aware of the classification requirements and did not send classified material.
Even if information is not marked classified in an email, participants who know or should know that the subject matter is classified are still obligated to protect it.
At the time, this didn't seem like an issue.
No, it would have been an issue if Trump did it. It would have been an issue that Trump actually might have had a conversation with a Russian. It's an issue that he had consensual sex with a pole dancer, or whatever, and then paid her not to say anything, which is also legal. But we're not concerned with the emails. We're not concerned with the fact that she was probably compromised. We're not concerned with the fact that she was sending emails all over the place. No. What we more care about, shows how screwed up we are, we're more concerned about a consensual sexual activity years ago by the president in office now. But there's no bias. Don't pay any attention to the man behind the curtain. All right, so a game that was played during the days of Franklin Roosevelt is packing the Supreme Court. And I loved it the other day. I heard the Democratic senator say that we need to set the court up so it's a one-for-one, so that we have one Democrat-leaning justice for every one Republican-leaning justice. I'm thinking, are you a moron? How do you get one-for-one with 7, 9, or 11? I didn't do so good in math, but I can't come up with a... Right? I mean... But here's the thing that bothers me the most. You elect these people. They don't get in office by showing up for work on Monday morning. They get elected into those positions. So, President Trump's plan to replace retired Justice Anthony Kennedy, many on the left are afraid. Well, I can't think of the woman's name who's running. She's a Catholic woman. We can't have that because she's a religious woman. She has 7 kids. Think about something. She is a Lib's nightmare. Okay? A strong woman, strong convictions, religious convictions, 7 kids, bringing them all up, keeps a job as a judge. Okay? So she has a professional career. She's sane. She's a pretty lady, well-articulated, 7 children. I mean, seriously? And you're going to say she's not qualified for the job? And apparently, with the liberals, there is only one case, that the Supreme Court provides over, rules over. That's Roe versus Wade. I mean, just amazing to me. One of the more extreme plans is court packing, creating more positions of the Supreme Court to change its political balance. The idea has been suggested by, among others, the liberal New Republic magazine, Harvard Law Fellow Ian Samuel and David Ferris. See, they're like those little spoiled brats. They can't get what they want. They can't get the people to play the game they want to. So they're going to do something different. They're going to try to pack. It doesn't work that way. You don't threaten a president like Schumer did when President Trump got elected. Says if he legislates more like a Democrat, we'll work with him. They rejected you. These guys are so dull. They haven't figured that out yet. They rejected you. They rejected your proposal. Look at the people you put up. You lost governorships. You lost houses of legislature across the country. So it wasn't one person. It wasn't just the president. You need to pay attention. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Go to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and give me your email address. That's all I care about. We'll be back in a minute.
Brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Never mind your chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. And you need to be part of the conversation. Seriously. I mean, it's one of the ways you get your information. You figure out whether you're on the same page as somebody. Or sometimes you just get a different viewpoint of things. It's okay. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Here we go. Now, we were talking about the packing of the Supreme Court. It's not the first time it's been tried. It's how it's grown over the years, but it's not the first time it's been tried. And let me tell you what, you get much more than nine, you're going to have a nightmare. It is so hard to get people already, and it's been politicized. I still don't understand how this can be politicized. How it is that you take a progressive or a hardcore conservative, look at the Constitution. Look, law is law. It's either there or it's not there. You have a right to bear arms. Let's just go with the easiest one, the one that tees off the most amount of people. Not if you have red hair or green hair. Not if you're white. Not if you're tall. Not if you're short. You have a right to bear arms. And it wasn't because they had to go hunting for food, as some of the left suggest. It was to protect themselves. We go. We can go beat it up and beat up where they put a comma and didn't put a comma and how they said it and how they laid it out. And if you think some of you think our founding fathers were idiots. They were not idiots. Look, seriously, if you have a chance to go back and get the podcast from last night, you need to get it. Because Rick Green, I do a whole segment with Rick Green, commercial free, with Rick Green from Wall Builders. Go to rickgreen.com, pick up the series. You've got to pick up the series. If you don't buy anything else, if you don't buy my mug, if you don't help me, go buy his series on defending the Constitution. And he tells you the story about how the Constitution came about, how it didn't get approved the first time. All right, and where the country was at, where the mindset was at, and what it took, and the wrangling it took for the delegates to come across with it. Because they knew, every one of them knew, and I'm not so sure how many people we have with the spine to fight like this today. But you look at this and you think about it. All the, they knew, all those delegates knew that when they put their name on a piece of paper, they were signing their own death warrant. I mean, seriously, it's like walking to the courthouse and saying, here, I'm signing up for the gas chamber. I give myself 10 days before you kill me. They were going up against the most powerful military force on the planet. They knew it, and they were willing to take a stand. Look around you. How many people do you know that would be the same way? I want you to think about that. How many people? One of the more extreme plans by the liberals, they're suggesting you create more positions on the Supreme Court. You know, let me tell you what. These guys have college degrees. Let me tell you what lunatics they are. So a president gets in and he packs the court for Republicans. Then a Democrat gets in and he packs the court for Democrats. Then nothing changes, just the number of people that get to appoint. That's it. You know, it's just amazing to me. Politically, it would be easy. The first 80 years the Supreme Court existed, Congress played around with the number of justices quite a bit, often to help or hinder a president getting the court he wanted. Thus, the court first had 6 members, and then 5, then 7, then 9, then 10, then 8. They finally settled on 9. And that was with the Judiciary Act of 1869. In the 1930s, however, President Franklin Roosevelt had a plan known as the Judicial Proceedings Reform Bill. It would have allowed for the president to appoint up to 6 more justices to the Supreme Court. Now listen, part of the problem he had was he wanted to give the clerks a half a vote. So the judges, for all intents and purposes, appointed judges could be overruled by their clerks if they had enough votes together. Now, Judge Napolitano from Fox says that the true reason was that the persistent rejection on constitutional grounds of the New Deal legislation was why he wanted to change it. So even though the judges felt like what he wanted to do was against the Constitution, he didn't care. He was going to pack it with enough people to make it happen his way. This is not what this country is supposed to be about. I'm tired of hearing about we're ripping kids away, we're not allowing immigrants. What about adhering to the Constitution? We've stayed strong. Think about it. How many other countries have had a Constitution for over 200 years that they've been able to use as a foundation to keep freedom, to keep people free, and to keep the country moving forward? You can't find any. We're about it. In general, the public opposed the bill, and it died without getting a vote in Congress. Around the same time, however, Justice Owen Roberts switched his position in favor of the New Deal. Some believed that he was trying to stave off FDR's plans for the court. I probably would buy into that after what I've read. And Robert changed, became known as the Switch in Time to Save the Nine. Ever since FDR's plan failed, however, the very idea of the court packing has been considered radical. But at present, the left wants to do it. They are scrounging and scratching and fighting for any kind of a semblance of a win. Really, I'm telling you, it boiled over with the election of Trump. It boiled over with them losing all those governorships, with them losing all those houses. They can't figure it out. And so what do? They've got people saying, we're leaving the Democrat Party because they've gone too far left, because they've come too socialist, because. And what do? Come on. You guys got brains you can use. They're going to go further left. It shows you that there's something wrong with them. The other problem is that who can play at that game? After all, right now it's the Republicans who hold Congress and the White House. Not that court packing would be any more popular. Democrats, you know, like I said a minute ago, one or the other, you'd have a problem, wouldn't you? You know, if the Republican Congress wants to give Trump 10 more appointees, they could increase the court to 19. Right? And think about the outcry then. Yeah, you know what? I know when the Dems get power again what this is going to look like. And all throughout history, it has fluctuated. No way around it, people. I'm not telling you to stop anything. I think you keep going. You put the, what did I say to you? Put the metal to the pedal, the pedal to the metal, or whatever. Pedal to the metal, is that the one? Yeah. And you don't give up. You keep pounding forward. This one I like. And it's a good point. Notice how the libs never say anything about this kind of stuff. So little Rocket Man might be... Maybe he is heating up his nuclear plant. I think he's going to pull a fast one. He's going to find out soon that that's not going to work out. But somebody brought up a point. Think about this. Do you remember under President Obama, the Iranians were constantly harassing our Navy ships? Remember that? They would be egging them on with the little, like, PT-type boats. Right? If we had small boats near their area, they'd show up with the big ships. I mean, they were causing all kinds of trouble. If you go back to 2015, we had 22 incidents in the Gulf where Iranian warships harassed U.S. warships. 2016, you ready for this? 36. In the early part of 2017, notice I say in the early part, they're testing the guy, right? They had 14. Anybody figure out how many they've had in 2018? Come on, raise your hand. I know you know the answer to this. That's right, zero. You know why? Because they don't want to lose any ships. Right? Think about that. In President Obama's last year in office, Iranian warships harassed the U.S. Navy about three times a month. Right? In Trump's first year, they fell 60%. Why do you think that is? No, really, why do you think of this? Nearly a year, and then on August 14, 2017, when an Iranian drone flew too close to an F-18 Hornet, it attempted to land aboard the aircraft carrier Nimitz, and then it went boom, boom. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Have a safe rest of the day, and God bless.